All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Noan El Boricua. You're listening to day four of kind of this new segment called Dígame Noan. Tell me, Noan, what does it take to be a good leader? And we've shared, right, that how do we navigate haters? That was our episode on Wednesday, April 13th, which was the anniversary 6 years ago when Kobe played his last game. We also just talked about like some other things, which I don't want to share day one and day two, but I just think that if you guys get a chance, one, we hope you can subscribe, maybe share and rate this podcast, and really just maybe more importantly, maybe even join us via Patreon. Needless to say, today is going to be talking about like, okay, dígame, Noan, when it comes to being a productive leader, what is it? ¿Qué tú tienes que hacer? Well, I kind of want to set this up, and you know me with music, man, I always got to set the mood. So it's been said many times. It's not me saying it. We've heard it so many times. You don't have to be born a leader to be a great leader. You just got to focus on doing a few things very, very well. So I hope you guys enjoy this latest episode here at Fuel Pasión. Mi gente, vamos. Welcome once again, everyone. Yo, I'm super honored. We're about to hit 1,800 downloads, and it's crazy the upswing of so many people that have been jumping on and really giving us a chance, really me an opportunity to be able to share just ideas of mine. And I think this is something that it's always like, you know, the question's always been asked, like, hey, Noan, oye, dígame, like, when it comes to leadership, like, how do you stay on top of it? And I think it's really, this is kind of something that during COVID, I really got into, and that's just being very productive, like productivity. Like, how do I stay ahead of the game? How do I plan? How do I organize? And I hope today's kind of like, dígame moment, you guys can hopefully walk away and have a better understanding. Because for all of you, and look, I may be talking to leaders, I may be talking to future leaders. I think one of the greatest things we need to understand is that being a great leader is always understanding the importance of being productive, right? Because anyone can learn to be better and a more effective leader. But great leadership is always about doing a handful of things with the members of your team consistently and well. If we learn and apply these daily habits of exceptionally productive leaders, then we will see these results. Because these daily habits are, you know, I don't know, for me it's like starting the day with intention. And one of those things for me is always like, you know, you guys know me about my faith pillars, you know, thank God for another day, grabbing my journal or my tablet, and really like organizing, right? And delegating, staying organized in the workplace, but also, and we'll talk about a little bit later, like taking care of yourself, go for a run, meditation, yoga, whatever that looks like, communicating effectively. That's something I said earlier this week, but most importantly, being present. That's kind of like the synopsis of what I really want you to understand, that if you can do these things every day, you will be 100% en camino, on your way of becoming a great leader. Because at the end of the day, leaders who are productive understand that it is important to start the day with intention. And not only that, they take the time to plan their day and set their priorities, which hence, you know, for me, it allows me to make the most of my time and just getting everything done and being productive and starting to understand how to be a vision caster and so on and so forth. So I think for me, when we understand that, it's really cool. And I don't know, I was kind of like thinking of who are some people that are very, there is Alibal who I do not have it in front of me, but he's a YouTuber. And he actually, I mean, this guy's amazing. He's a doctor. He's now this big time content creator. I think he has over 1 million subscribers now on YouTube. But one of the things that I really understood was his whole approach of being very productive, being very intentional, and understanding how to manage your time as a medical student for, to be a doctor. But then it kind of like all of a sudden made him immerse himself in other areas. And one of the things that I really started picking up from him was being intentional with the type of books that I wanted to read in a lot of different areas, right? But I think a lot of times, you know, when we really think about this, I was like, all right, well, what's another example that I can look at besides him? And I'm gonna be real. I read a lot of articles, and there's one specifically from Fast Company. This was I want to say maybe 5 years ago. But I remember I took a little note on my phone, and I know, for example, 100% it was titled "Why Employees at Apple and Google Are More Productive," and it says here, quote, "Our research found that these companies have 16% star players, while other companies have 15%. They go on. They start with about the same mix of star players, but they're able to produce dramatically more output. And I think what's crazy is that executives from these large companies across 12 industry sectors worldwide said that there's three components of human capital impact productivity more than anything else is time, talent, and energy. And the top, you know, people that are organized is business processes in a way that in this concept of like time, talent, and energy, they are 40% more productive than the rest. Profit margins are anywhere from 30 to 50% more. And I think it's crazy because the article was saying they get more done by 10 a.m. Thursday morning than the others do in a week, but they don't stop working. And Mankins was the one who wrote this article. It says, he continues, this difference compounds every year, that over a decade, this is ridiculous. They produce 30 times more than the rest with the same number of employees. So the article is really great. I highly suggest you guys check out, you know, Fast Company. And I think it's really cool because they talk about how Apple understood this critical initiative of like, how do we reward? How do we get team members to come together? And I also know that, you know, because they say that the average company loses more than 25% of its productive power to organizational drag. And again, I want to get into that. That might be another thing. But basically, we need to understand that organizational drag can cost an economy more than $3 trillion a year in lost output. In other words, like, think about this. And let's keep it real. How many of us have like an employee or a coworker that just does not give the same amount of output than you do? So just put that together. And this was a Harvard Business Review. If you put a whole bunch of people that don't give out this amazing output, then it's considered lost output, which when you put that together, that's $3 trillion a year. And a lot of times it's expense management, but at the end of the day, and we talked about being inspiring earlier this week, is an engaged employee is 44% more productive than a satisfied worker. But an employee who feels inspired at work is nearly, real talk, 125% more productive than a satisfied one. So when we think about it, what are the companies that do this? Who are the companies that actually are very intentional in understanding that? So again, it's just like, okay, cool. We get, you know, on time, talent, energy. That's what it means. Okay, I understand. Like, this is what's going to get me to that next level. But again, my couple moments that I just want to tell you is, oye, dígame, ¿cómo puedo ser más productivo? I think one of the first things we need to know is that we need to set very clear goals and expectations. Because at the end of the day, everything begins with that whole mindset. Like, what's the goal? What's the expectation? So when you understand what's the best for yourself and your team, then that allows you then to really encourage people to, one, stretch themselves and achieve it. Not difficult, not simple, but it's always going to be somewhere in between. And again, I always say it always starts at the top. So my hope is that as you're trying to be a better leader, you need to understand the clarity of goal and vision. You know, the Bible says, you know, where there is no vision, my people shall perish. Yo, that is so powerful. So I think for us, you know, anyone aspiring to be a leader, or if you are a leader, that would be something that I would think about. The other one is just to be able to conectar el equipo, like connecting your team, but not just that, is involving them in a lot of the decision processes. And I think a lot of times we've all said it, right? It's 2022, man. It's not that whole, like, it's my way or the highway. Like, yo, to be effective and effectively manage, it's all about, and think about this, right? As a sneakerhead, I appreciate when an artist collaborates with a sneaker company. It's all about the power of working together in collaboration, right? It allows them to be able to, one, determine the goals to be achieved, and really the deadlines, the mile markers, the milestones, they're 100% faster to complete because you are actively involving your teammates or members of your team in the decisions and in their execution and implementing that. Another one that I really love is really just understanding of being very positive. I think that was something that we said earlier, but again, I just want to remind you, I think it's really, you know, being productive is, yes, setting clear goals. Yes, it's involving others, but it's being positive. But I also think too is, and this is a saying that I learned from a lot of my leaders throughout, you know, just me growing as a leader. This is one that Oliver always used to tell me, is better to over communicate than not communicate at all. So I think for me, one of the biggest things is that even though we may have these interactions, one of the greatest impact and motivation of performance for your team members and for yourself is you need to be able to communicate that to whoever your senior leader is. Because that communication, and I know Bill Emerson, CEO of Quicken Loans, always had this concept that when a company's senior team commits to their employees, then what happens? The employees respond in kind. He goes on to say, Emerson, quote, "At the end of the day, what matters is that we are a company of people. We treat people with respect. We listen, respond with care. We realize that everyone has an innate human need to be recognized and appreciated. The end result, as he says, we have 3,500 people who are passionate about the work they do and about taking care of our clients," end quote. So again, I think it's really cool when we can be able to communicate that. And I think also finally, utilize the right tools. What do I mean by that? Utilize your phone. If you don't have a notebook, if you don't utilize a calendar app, like I think one of the biggest things is that we, and I've always said this, what's on your tool belt? What are the tools that you use in order to help you be more productive, carry out the goals that are in mind, that allows you to be able to be a better communicator? It could be a text message, a voicemail, an email, like all these different little tools that we can utilize in order to, one, stay productive, and two, just constantly inspiring the team around you to get, you know, better, faster, stronger, quote unquote, right? And lastly, I think one of the biggest things is kind of a twofer. Remember your core values. Like, we know businesses have core values, but what's your core value? Do you live them every day? I hope you do. You know, I was really trying to stretch myself and really, you know, find some good information out there. And, you know, my son and I, we've been lately kind of checking out cars on the freeways, like really cool cars. And some of them have been like Ferraris and Corvettes. And it came to mind, you know, as I was looking some information, when I think about like, how do you live out core values? And, you know, Ferrari, the manufacturer of the Ferrari Spa Maranello, Italy has like these 12 core values, which correspond. Yo, this is, you talk about storytelling. They have 12 core values, which correspond to the 12 cylinders in the company's top of the line race car engines. What are they? Tradition and innovation, individual and team, passion and sports spirit, territoriality, and intentionality. I don't even know if I pronounced that right. Ethics and profits, excellence and speed. That's Ferrari's. What is yours? Because the only way you can be productive and a great leader is you need to understand what are your core values and how do you live them out. And shout out to my company because they do give the resources and the opportunity to be able to do those things. And the twofer is, at the end of the day, provide the feedback. Because to be as effective, the people and yourself, you need to know these expectations. And the only way you know that is you got to keep everybody in the loop. And here's the thing, not to go too deep into this whole conversation. How do we, who's the audience in our people, and how do we customize that messaging so they understand the importance of what we're trying to do as a company? For yourself, how do you stay on top of constantly checking off the box one of the greatest ways, providing feedback for yourself, bringing your inner circle of people that hold you accountable to be able to understand the importance of that. Because at the end of the day, right, being a great leader is all about being productive. And I think for me, in closing, it's about understanding the importance of doing things consistently and well with the members of your team. Anyone can learn, again, to be a great leader by applying these daily habits and exceptionally productive leaders. But if we keep these habits in mind and we actually put them in practice, ladies and gentlemen, señores, señores, you'll see your leadership skills improve in no time. That's what I have for you guys. And I hope that this was maybe something that you guys wanted to hear. And if not, let us know. Send us, you know, an email at fuelpasionpodcast@gmail.com, or check us out on our social media feeds. You can check that all out on our website, fuelpasionpodcast.com. And more importantly, we hope you can partner with us. You know, we are going to be uploading videos for our Patreon members, so they're part of the familia. And if that's not you, we hope you consider it. And if not, we just hope that you can consider sharing this, and maybe you know someone that this may help. So I want to say thank you. Como siempre, immerse yourself dentro de la cultura, especially when it comes to like leadership and productivity. Grow in your faith. Y como siempre, like we said, make those conexiones to be able to attain the goals in life. Feel that passion. Y como dice mi abuelita, que Dios te bendiga.